Hello, my imaginary friends. Saturday, the 26th of May, 2012. This is a reply from McColgan. I'd like to ask for a clarification, please. I thought you were talking about using the email facility to email the file to Audioboo, and that file then gets turned into a public boo, and the beauty of that, I think they call it boo mail, the beauty of that mechanism is that it means that you can use alternative recording applications on an iOS device, for instance, so you can then create a file and then from within that program you can email that file directly to Audioboo without having to sync up with a computer or faff around anywhere else. You can just output the file to email and email it to Audioboo, and then a few minutes later it's published up in Audioboo land. I thought that was the question. I thought that was the problem that you're trying to, or the scenario that you're trying to address. But if I've misunderstood that, please let me know, because you've gone on to talk about upload limits, and so for an upload limit, I guess that sounds a little bit ambiguous. It tends to suggest a browser upload, uploading to a server, which a client server based transaction, which an email is not. An email is a sort of a peer-to-peer communication. So when you say upload limit, I'm assuming a browser upload. So that's just completely changed the question for me, and I'm not sure whether I'm trying to answer the right question. So if you could clarify that, Mac, that would be really helpful. I'm really, really sorry that you were distracted by things in my boo that weren't meant to be. I didn't intend them to be at all relevant. The sound quality, I know was not good, and I wasn't trying to say the sound quality. I wasn't trying to demonstrate the sound quality, and I was recording in very, very quietly in an environment with background noise I reduced the file bit rate to a low level. I was having space issues on my. There was all sorts of reasons why the sound quality wouldn't be very good, but it was an experiment. I wasn't trying to demonstrate the sound quality. I was trying to demonstrate the capability of getting a 20-minute audio file into Audioboo via, not using the Audioboo app, but using for in this case, because I've got it, the WavePad app, Pocket WavePad. I'm not trying to sell you Pocket WavePad. I'm not trying to tell you that Pocket WavePad is better than Fire 2. And you seem to be thinking I'm trying to convince you to use Pocket WavePad rather than Fire 2. That's not really what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to demonstrate to you is where I think the problem is and where I think the problem is not. I think your question on the forum with Audioboo about an upload limit of 100 meg, and Mark's come back and said it's 70 meg, and you said, can it be increased to 100 meg? I don't think he's going to answer that question. It's one of those things where it's probably going to take a while for them to be in a stage where they could accept 100 meg upload, but by upload, I think he means a browser upload rather than an email attachment size. I don't necessarily think you're going to get an answer from him, but I don't think that's where the problem is. I don't think the problem is Audioboo and file size limits. I don't think it's them. I think the problem, what I'm trying to demonstrate with my demo, is I think the problem is with the way that you're using the Fire app, and it may be that with the Fire app you can configure it in a way where you can get a compressed file over to you know, and out of the application on your iOS device and send it as an email without having to touch your computer, go onto iTunes and transcode it to a different format, whatever. I think that's what you where you should be concentrating, is on getting the Fire app and being able to export from the Fire app as a compressed file, preferably something relatively small, like 20 or 30 or 40 meg in size, but to be able to email it out from the Fire 2 app. That's what I was trying to demonstrate, and I was using a different app and a not very high quality sound recording and an iPhone that was really running out of space. I had to delete Audioboo in order to free up space on my iPhone so I could do this demonstration for you. I wasn't trying to sell you a Pocket WavePad. All I'm trying to do is demonstrate that it's not, I don't think it's Audioboo's problem. Because Audioboo can do whatever they want on their side. To it. If Audioboo made it so they could happily accept 100 megabyte attachments in email on their email server, your email provider might not be able to support 100 megabyte attachments, and the next person, the next customer, might not be able to their email provider may not be able to support 100 megabyte attachments. So even if Audioboo did what you're asking to on their end, it wouldn't necessarily fix the problem. So I think what you need to concentrate on is getting a smaller file size for your emailed audio file that you get out of Fire 2 or whatever app you choose to use. If that's the scenario, if I've misunderstood the scenario, if you really want to record the audio on your iPhone and then you want to transfer it to your Mac so that you can upload it using a browser, if that's what you're trying to, if that's the fish you're trying to fry, then I've obviously focused my efforts in the wrong area. Hope that helps. Toodle-bye.